Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, is there some changes coming to the weather tonight?
We said there were some slight rainfall chances this evening, and now we're seeing those clouds lingering.
Well, Austin's ramping up for that updated report coming up in about 3 minutes or so. So for traffic and weather, Austin's around, especially for the weather side of it, because it looks like it's kind of moving to the area from the north, like the Milton South area, coming back down towards Pensacola. We'll check it out. Austin's around, so hold on for that. But first, let's look into three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Gambia's legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, along with Senator Don Gates, scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow. This will happen in the Molino Community Center. The meeting is designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session.
Number two.
And Florida's plan to drop school vaccine mandates won't take effect for 90 days and would include only chickenpox and a few other illnesses unless lawmakers decide to extend it to other diseases. FDOH's plan would lift mandates on school vaccines for hepatitis B, the aforementioned chickenpox, HIV or HIB, influenza, and pneumococcal diseases such as meningitis.
Number three.
Yeah, before I get to number three, it's this weather coming up here. The report you've got is very important, especially for the people walking the bridge this afternoon.
Right.
They have a large contingent of people get on the 3 mile and walk it. Hate for you to get stuck in the middle of this thing if rain's coming through. So Austin will have that for you. Now, here's a third story. Pensacola's property tax rate will potentially mean the same this year. Many property owners could still pay some higher bills. Last Wednesday, council members voted to set the city's millage at 4.2895. The DIB, the Downtown Improvement Board, set the mills at 2.0. Both, by the way, unchanged from last year.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a bipartisan team of House lawmakers say that they have enough votes to force a release of Justice Department files on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie and California Democrat Ro Khanna have started a petition to force a vote, and our District 1 Florida congressman says he'd vote for it just to make the issue disappear. Representative Jimmy Petrona says the issue puts Congress in paralysis and that he likes working. He also hopes the victims are filing suit against Epstein's estate.
All right, 614 News Radio 92.3. Santa Rosa County's K-9 officers getting some special recognition and love today. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
Out of the state of Florida, we found the most missing kids with our Bloodhound unit. So basically, we're getting an award here, and I'm so proud of those guys and dogs because we have 5 Bloodhounds now, so it's getting to be a pretty good-sized unit. But they're all great people and great animals.
Of course they are. Sheriff Johnson says the handlers and dogs are in Tallahassee today to receive a special reward from a charity organization. It is 6:15, sliding right on through here. Austin Price, looking at the discussed weather conditions coming up and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. We'll go ahead and rip off the Band-Aid of traffic because traffic's been a very easygoing situation for us tonight, and it's definitely easygoing right now. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, but we've got these clouds coming in. We were telling you all throughout the afternoon that there's going to be some slight rainfall chances tonight and that they're going to bleed ever so slightly into your Tuesday. So it looks like we could be seeing those come down soon. Tonight's low, as I said, going to be 72. Starting tomorrow, high of 88, low of 72, very similar to today. But then after that, we're going to see the high start to creep back up because it's going to be a lot of sunny, mostly clear.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, when Florida health officials said they were dropping vaccine mandates for public schools, they apparently only meant a few of them. Little contentious discussion here this afternoon to talk about. Details now from Fox's Jill Nato on what's happening.
Florida's Surgeon General announced Friday the state would become the first to make vaccinations voluntary and let parents decide if kids need to be inoculated. But the state health department now says the order only applies to chickenpox, hepatitis B, Hib influenza, and pneumococcal diseases like meningitis. The state told the Associated Press in an email Sunday that all other vaccinations required under Florida law to attend school remain in place. That includes vaccines for measles, polio, diphtheria, pertussis, mumps, and tetanus. They also said the plan to drop vaccine mandates won't likely take effect for about 90 days. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis continuing his fight against property taxes, but he says the decision is up to voters. DeSantis says eliminating state property taxes would require a constitutional amendment because he doesn't have the power to cut millage rates. He says as home values go up, properties are assessed at a higher value, which means more tax revenue for local governments. While some counties return it to taxpayers, he accuses others of taking it.
Listen, here's another reason to feel good about living in Florida. The state sales tax holiday on hunting, fishing, and camping supplies got underway today. Consumers can purchase items free, tax-free through December 31st. This includes guns, ammo. It will be the state's last sales tax holiday of the year, but some hurricane supplies are permanently tax-exempt. For a little more on this, Chris Foster has made his way in on News Radio 92.3.
There's no sales tax on camping, fishing, and hunting equipment from now until the end of the year in Florida. It's a new sales tax holiday passed by the state legislature in June. Governor Ron DeSantis calling it the Second Amendment sales tax holiday. It applies to guns and ammunition. There's a price cap for the tax breaks for most items, $5 or less on bait and fishing tackle, $30 or less on flashlights, camping lanterns, and tackle boxes, $50 or less on camping stoves, portable hammocks, sleeping bags, and camping chairs, $75 for rods and reels, $200 or less on tents. There is no price cap, though, for ammunition, firearms, bows, and crossbows. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And speaking of keeping your eye on prices, Florida gas prices are slightly higher. The statewide average of $3.08 is up 3 cents from last week, down 2 cents from last month, and 8 cents less than this time last year. AAA says prices may fluctuate in early fall due to refinery maintenance and hurricane threats, but lower demand after summer travel could help stabilize things. The most expensive metro areas are West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Gainesville, and Naples, while the cheapest are Panama City, Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, and Pensacola.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Jury selection is underway in a federal courtroom here in the state where Ryan Wesley Routh will defend himself against the charges he tried to kill President Trump during last year's presidential campaign. Evan Brown has more on this report from Miami.
Ryan Wesley Routh appeared in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, dressed in a gray business suit complete with a tie, a shave, and a haircut. He looked a bit more cleaned up than in previous appearances. He remained shackled only at his ankles. Judge Eileen Cannon appeared to grow frustrated with Routh, especially when reviewing his submitted jury questionnaire, which included asking whether prospective jurors would stop to help a turtle on a road. Routh is accused of plotting to kill President Trump last September as the then candidate was golfing at his club in West Palm Beach. The incident occurred just a couple months after the campaigning president survived being shot in Pennsylvania. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, an Ocala child in big trouble after bringing a gun on a school bus. The student was on their way to College Park Elementary School this morning when the weapon was found. Police responded to the scene, safely recovered it, and took the child in without incident. Authorities are working with school officials and the juvenile justice system to determine what consequences the child and maybe even their parents will face. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you on this Monday evening edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. You are invited to bring a blanket and a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, check out Count the Years. They're a high-energy cover band that takes audiences on a musical journey through the decades, from synthesized 80s to today's chart toppers. It's all happening at Bands on the Beach. You'll be dancing and singing along all night. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier.
but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
You see, I like Sammy Davis Jr.'s version of that, other than, what's his name?
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. So anyways, good song. Good song. Afternoon, everybody. Afternoon, everybody. It's 6:23, News Radio 92.3. Just kind of discussing the cultural side of the afternoon here. A little bit of music here. President Trump defending the economy following another disappointing jobs report. How many can we get below our belt before they start raising those flags? Well, Edward Lawrence has more for us from the White House.
And the president sees that gas prices, energy prices, are a bellwether for him. He believes that if he can lower gas prices and energy prices, it will then trickle in and affect more than just somebody's commute. It affects goods being delivered to stores, including grocery stores, or taken off ships.
And once our policies kick in, the price of beef will be going down, just like the price of eggs went down and the price of a lot of other grocery items went down.
So cabinet members also defending the president's policies that has encouraged investments from countries as well as companies. The Treasury Secretary believes that once this money cycles through and factories are built, the U.S. could see a 3.3% GDP growth.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. Okay, it wasn't really a bad day on the market today. Stocks did end up ahead of the release of more data reports that could affect a decision by the Fed on those interest rates. And it's coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be watching that real close for you. I'm sure Jerome Powell will be watching that pretty close for you as well. Hillary Barsky has your numbers today.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher and the tech-heavy NASDAQ notching its 21st record close of the year. Investors are weighing the prospect of lower interest rates against growing worries over a cooling labor market ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Tech was the best performing sector while utilities lagged and gold hit a record high, surpassing $3,600 an ounce, driven by demand for safe haven assets. The Dow winners, IBM, Amazon, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Apple, McDonald's, and Amgen. 10. The Dow rising 114 points, the Nasdaq higher by 98, S&P 500 up 14. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Just chomping at the bits here to get at this weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait, bud. I can't wait to report that there's nothing going on the roads. So if you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Got some rainy clouds coming in, so we'll have some showers this evening and a little bit tomorrow maybe. But after that, it should be sunny, mostly clear.
All righty. Not a bad forecast for our area. Different story across the country. It really is. Let me kind of bring this into play. National Hurricane Center reporting Invest 91L in the Atlantic gone. It is now fizzled out. Don't worry about that one. There's actually nothing to report in terms of tropical activity for the next 7 days. Very strange, as we're really getting close to the peak of the hurricane season here. Well, there is something to be concerned about if you're out in the Pacific Ocean. Hurricane Kiko is weakening as it continues its path north to Hawaii. Well, they go through it just like we do. They are now in the midst of preparing for dangerous currents at those local beaches.
The interesting note here is that it's weakened, but it's not weakened as rapidly as some of our forecast models have predicted it to weaken. So it's actually been stronger for a longer period of time, which is exactly what you expect when you talk about what's called an annular hurricane, which is what Kiko is. Interestingly enough, we are expecting that Kiko is going to continue its demise, which again is good news, north of the islands. One of the things that we'll have to watch very carefully is just how far south Kiko is going to head on its cone of uncertainty if it takes a more southerly track, because again, obviously preparations are already underway.
And six people are dead after two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem this morning. Video from the scene shows people fleeing the area as gunshots can be heard. Officials said the gunmen were shot and killed by a soldier and an armed civilian. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the gunmen vile and evil terrorists, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas spoke against any targeting of Palestinian and Israeli civilians.
A lot of attention on the Windy City tonight. Will there be violence now that ICE has launched their operations on the streets of Chicago? Griff Jenkins is there with more for us.
We're just outside the Cook County Courthouse, but that surge is part of the ICE-led Operation Midway Blitz that they say is in honor of a beautiful young Chicago woman, Katie Abraham, who was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver back in January of this year. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says that this blitz won't make Chicagoans safer. I was out with one of ICE's teams, and we arrested Juan Gaspar, and he is a 43-year-old illegal alien from Mexico. He has been convicted in 2024 of forcibly sexually assaulting a child under the age of 13. He was taken without incident.
And the Louisiana National Guard is now assisting ICE agents with immigration operations across the state. They said in a statement that 95 soldiers and airmen are helping with administrative, clerical, and logistical tasks. The head of the Guard, Major General Thomas Frelo, says that they, quote, understand what it means to protect the homeland.
This is News Radio 92.3. House Republicans are continuing their investigation into former President Biden's alleged mental decline while in office. Here's the story.
These emails were uncovered by Axios, and they have a lot of information in there. First and foremost, incoming Staff Secretary Jeff Hertz apparently put together a guide, so to speak, advising the president to use his handwritten signature for a number of things, like pardons. That's based on the precedent sent from the Obama White House. Well, that wasn't followed at all. Biden, in fact, pardoned five family members using the auto pen. Then Axios reports, because of the political fallout from those pardons, there was apparently a mad dash to find groups of people that he could then pardon, and then they largely didn't run it by the Justice Department to vet them. That's according to a person familiar with the process.
Okay, if you're driving around looking at those marquees at gas stations, the Escambia County average price, about $2.93. Of course, throughout the area, you can get some better deals on that than that number. All right, Sports coming up in five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump getting a legal win from the Supreme Court following their push to conduct immigration operations in Los Angeles. California U.S. Attorney Bill Saley.
Our officers do not target people based on race. They use what's called reasonable suspicion.
Well, from the dissenting opinion, Justice Sonia Sotomayor says people were handcuffed because of their looks. Jury selection has begun in Florida for the man accused of attempting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump last year.
Ryan Ruth, acting as his own attorney, introduced himself to the first 60 potential jurors, saying he was the defendant and he was, quote, sorry to bring you all in here. He is, along with prosecutors this week, selecting a jury of 12 plus four alternates to hear evidence against him.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, America, is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute. I said it during the preseason, and I'll say it again. I'm not even a huge fan of Jackson Dart, but he should be starting for the Giants. Russell Wilson has seen a massive decline in his play the last 3 years, and Russ doesn't do anything anymore to excite a fan. Jackson at least brings hope, and at a bare minimum will prevent Malik Nabers from hating the Giants. So even though Brian Daboll intends to start Russell Wilson in Week 2, he should rethink that and make a QB change now, because as long as Russ is starting for the G-Men, it's a giant waste of time. I'm Zach Elba.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Up to $100 in bonus rewards available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia's legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, along with Senator Don Gates, are scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow in the Molino Community Center. The meeting is designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session.
Number two.
Okay, Florida's plan to drop school vaccine mandates won't take effect for 90 days, and would include only chickenpox and a few other illnesses, unless lawmakers decide to extend it up to and include other diseases. FDOH's plan would lift mandates on school vaccines for hepatitis B, influenza, and pneumococcal diseases, such as meningitis.
Number three.
And Pensacola's property tax rate will potentially remain the same this year, but many property owners could still pay higher bills. Last Wednesday, council members voted to set the city's millage at 4.2895 and the Downtown Improvement Board at 2.0, both unchanged from last year. The final public hearing, where the council will adopt the millage and budget for fiscal 2026, is set for Wednesday at 5:30 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, you bet it is. Some House lawmakers are confident that they can force a vote on releasing any DOJ documents on Jeffrey Epstein. Florida District 1 Representative Jimmy Patronis said he'd vote for it if it means Congress can get back to work on more important issues.
Whatever documentation that we've got, I know there was 33,000 pages that was dumped into the public domain last week, or at least pointed out where people could find it. I just flash for work. That's it. I just like working. And this definitely puts us in paralysis.
All right. Patronus calls it all-consuming and says it's controlling the congressional agenda right now. Hey, and before I move on this one here, our airline situation here in the local area has gotten better. You know, we got some great, airports to work from. Mobile, then, of course, the Gulf Shores International Airport, Pensacola. Then you have the Destin-Fort Worth, Fort Walton Beach Airport. Get this, American announcing a new flight, and it's going to start this holiday season for the Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport to Miami International. Daily service launching December the 19th. More great opportunities for passengers from our area.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
32 yards.
The latest lesson for sports fans. If you leave the game early, you might regret it. On NBC last night, the Bills trailed the Ravens 40-25 with under 4 minutes to go in Orchard Park, New York, when Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Keon Coleman to get the score to 40-32. Then Buffalo forced a fumble, and with a minute 58 on the clock, Josh Allen got his second rushing touchdown of the game. Buffalo tried to tie the score in a two-point conversion but missed. Then the Ravens got the ball back. Baltimore had to punt. The Bills then went on a 9-play, 66-yard drive that ended with Matt Prater's 32-yard game-winning field goal. Bills 41, Ravens 40. Allen threw for 340 yards, two TD passes, and two touchdown runs.
41-year-old four-time league MVP Aaron Rodgers led the Steelers to a 34-32 win over his former team, the Jets, Sunday in New Jersey. Rodgers threw for 244 yards, four touchdown passes, and no interceptions. He was asked what it meant to show Jets head coach Aaron Glenn what he could still do.
Is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him for you?
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers after his first win as Steelers quarterback. Russell Wilson unimpressed Giants coach Brian Daboll to the degree Daboll is not naming Wilson yet his starter for week 2 against the Cowboys. The Giants lost to the Commanders 21-6. Week 1 wraps up tonight in Chicago. The Bears host the Vikings. Minnesota favored by 2.5 points. Tennis, Carlos Alcaraz will return to the world number one ranking. He won his second U.S. Open Sunday, beat current number one Yannick Sinner in 4 sets for the title. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got Monday Night Football's action between the Vikings and Bears on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola.
Bears.
Yes, the Bears. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Coverage got underway at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Dick and the Bears. Loved it. Loved it.
I think the Bears are going to win.
Well, you know what? I kind of hope so, because the Vikings always gave our Saints some real problems. But
well, and it's kind of hard to not feel sorry for Chicago.
And you know what else? It's Monday Night Football, so who cares? Let's go for it.
Exactly. We'll take it, win or lose.
Absolutely. Let me just review, if you don't mind, the high school activity over the weekend. You might have missed it. Just want to get you up to speed. Of course, the Thursday game, it was Tate over PHS. Milton over Booker T. Washington. Friday's games, Freeport down Northview, West Florida over Fort Walton Beach. Niceville over Pine Forest. Pensacola Catholic over Tallahassee Godby. Godby's usually a good team, too. Mm. A real good team coming out of Tallahassee. Baker downing Central 41-6. And, of course, this coming Saturday, UWF taking on Shorter over at Penn Airfield. Kickoff 6 o'clock. It'll
Should be
a good be one.
Easy pickings.
It'll be a good one.
I'm
be
sure.
A real good one.
And wanted to touch on this as well, a heated situation over a home run ball on Friday at the Phillies and Marlins game in Miami. Has a father speaking out. You probably saw the footage of this on the news or on social media. Drew Feltwell was yelled at by a woman after he snagged the ball that appeared to fall in her general area. However, Feltwell had given it to his son, and that's when the woman got in his face demanding the ball back. The video went viral, and Feltwell said he gave her the ball back to defuse the situation. Feltwell and his family were given a gift pack from the Marlins and also met the Phillies' Harrison Bader, who had hit the home run that started the debacle. The woman was booed by the crowd and eventually left the game. And lastly here, a minor league hockey franchise affiliated with the Colorado Avalanche could be moving to the East Coast. National Hockey League insider Frank Saravalli reports that the Utah Grizzlies will move to Trenton, New Jersey in time for the 26-27 season.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, if you're fighting pain this month, you know, might help you manage it. Might be a better month for you if you have to do this. I hope so. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. September is Pain Awareness Month. The International Association for the Study of Pain says it's a global campaign helping to spread awareness of issues related to pain and pain management. They've broken the month up into 4 weekly themes, beginning with pain management, research, and education in low and middle income settings. This week is the 50th anniversary of the journal Pain. Week 3 is training the next generation of pain professionals. And the final week of the month is the global pain community. For more information on Pain Awareness Month or the topic in general, you can visit IASP-pain.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty. And nearly 50,000 people, many of them first responders, have been diagnosed with 9/11-related cancers. It's a more than 140% increase over the last 5 years, according to the World Trade Center Health Program. The cancers are linked to toxins released at Ground Zero in New York City and the Fresh Kills landfill, which was used as a sorting ground for rubble. Far more people have now died from 9/11-related cancers than were killed in the terror attack.
644, 16 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Hey, thank you so much for having us on tonight. We do appreciate that. The FDA is launching a pilot program to fast-track reviews of nicotine pouches from 4 major tobacco firms. Here's Ted Linder with more.
The four firms include Philip Morris, Altria, Reynolds American, and Turning Point Brands, and the move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration to speed up approvals. Companies like Philip Morris, maker of the top-selling Zyn pouches, have waited years for clearance, but the FDA now aims to complete reviews by December. The pouches, which don't contain tobacco or require inhalation, are seen as lower-risk alternatives, though health advocates warn of potential youth appeal. The FDA says the new process will feature faster reviews, more communication, and a focus on key health and safety data. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
6:45, of course, Austin Price in with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, you know me. Let's see what we got here on the roads. Luckily, nothing. It's been a very easygoing afternoon on the highway for you. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, got some of these clouds coming in. Could see some rainfall this evening. That's what we've been warning you about. Maybe some very slight chances in the middle of your day tomorrow. But outside of that, it should be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week.
Okay, maybe the National Boys cap it into our declining weather here. As we told you, nice sunny days here, nice weather. Thanks for the beautiful conditions, Austin. It's just beautiful.
And lovely, yeah.
And now you come out here and say, well, we're going to get some rain around here. Well, sounds like the National Boys. Here you go. Another day of cold and wet weather for millions across the East Coast. Does this sound familiar? You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, getting close to home, isn't it? Janice Dean's in with the Fox Weather Forecast.
A stationary front draped across the Gulf and the Southeast will bring unsettled weather along the boundary, especially for Florida, where showers and thunderstorms will linger. The East Coast could see some light rain and impacts along the shoreline. Stronger storms will be possible for sections of the central and southern high plains. A reinforcing cold front prompting the first frost advisories for the upper Midwest and interior Northeast. And air quality alerts are up for the Northwest as smoke from wildfires could impact those with respiratory issues. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A couple of big athletic wear companies have officially tied the knot. They've combined. Jenny Casola has that report.
Foot Locker will now be owned by Dick's Sporting Goods, giving Pittsburgh-based Dick's 3,200 stores around the world. The $2.4 billion merger closed after clearing regulators. That doesn't mean Foot Locker is going away. Dick's plans to operate Foot Locker as a standalone business and maintain the retailer's brands, in addition to Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker, Champs Sports, and WSS. Ann Freeman, a former Nike executive, will be president of Foot Locker North America. Jenny Cosoda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Elon Musk's SpaceX today said it will buy wireless spectrum licenses from EchoStar for its Starlink satellite network for roughly $17 billion. Those companies also agreeing to a deal that will enable EchoStar's Boost Mobile subscribers to access Starlink direct-to-cell service, extending satellite coverage to rural areas. Robinhood shares surged today after S&P Global said it would add the online brokerage to the S&P 500. Shares jumped more than 14%. S&P Global announcing Friday that Robinhood will replace Caesars Entertainment in the benchmark index. The change will take place before the start of trading on September 22nd. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 114 points. The S&P 500 grew by 13, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq set a fresh record up nearly 100 points. Crude oil futures for October are above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
The best part of waking up is America in your cup.
Elaborate, please.
Max Gordon, he explains. He's out in Ventura, California this afternoon.
Your morning cup of joe is likely grown in East Asia or South America, but an American-grown coffee movement is brewing in Southern California. Here's Dave Armstrong, CEO of Hobson Family Farms in Ventura County, where they've planted 18,000 coffee trees.
Most coffee that you're going to drink has been shipped around the world and is years, if not many, many months old. Ours is fully traceable.
But there are major challenges. Water, labor, and land are all much more expensive in Southern California than in traditional coffee-growing regions. So instead of competing in quantity, Southern California's coffee growers are trying to compete in quality, brewing up coffees that are complex in flavor, but also steep in price. In Ventura County, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All right. And internal tension may be boiling within the Trump administration. It comes after reports of a heated confrontation between Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte have surfaced. Politico first reported the altercation, which is said to have occurred during a dinner last week at the exclusive MAGA-aligned group Executive Club. According to sources, Bessent threatened to punch Pulte in the face and accused him of talking negatively about him to Trump. Despite the heated exchange, sources say Bessent briefly stepped away and tensions did not further escalate as both men remained at the event.
Boys, you know.
High school drama.
All right. Navy testing new and clean ways to power a drone. Christian Goodwin has that story.
A major milestone for clean energy aviation hit recently. A solar-powered drone called Skydweller was in the air for 73 hours without needing to land to fuel. It's a joint collaboration between the Navy and Skydweller Aero. The testing happened in Mississippi under the leadership of the Naval Air Warfare Center Aircraft Division. One of the biggest hurdles of the three-day test flight was storing enough energy during daylight so the drone could continue flying throughout the night. Engineers said it also handled real-time autonomous decisions like adapting to turbulent weather and keeping up secure communications. Skydweller only logged 220 flight hours during the test, but engineers think it would be possible to stay in the air for much longer than the 73-hour test. Possibly, even for weeks at a time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, a movie studio has filed suit against an artificial intelligence company, this time for stealing images of copyright-protected material. That makes a lot of sense right there. Evan Brown, in with more.
Warner Brothers becomes the latest Hollywood movie studio to file a suit against Midjourney, the creators behind a very popular image generation AI. Warner Brothers is accusing the artificial intelligence operators of stealing their intellectual property, allowing users to create images of their trademark characters, such as cartoons like Scooby-Doo and Bugs Bunny, to the DC heroes like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, calling the AI's use of the images breathtaking piracy. Walt Disney and Universal are also suing. Midjourney rejects all these claims, saying using those images to train generative AI counts as fair use in the copyright laws. Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, which is much needed with the clouds starting to come in, but also we'll get some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines for you right here on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How'd I find the time?
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Keyboard, guitar, bass, ukulele.
And before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
You
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Austin Price, of course. Checking out the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Boy, you know, over the weekend, before you get into your information here, thinking about the person that won the $1.8 billion in Powerball.
That makes me sick.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's $20 million tonight.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'll take that.
Listen, I would take $5. Are you kidding me? Be very happy with that.
Yeah, you know, if it's a $2 ticket and you win $5, hey, you made a profit.
You got it. Absolutely.
Anyway, looking at the road.
No worries, mate.
Yeah. Our emotional coping aside, let's look at this final check of the roads and weather for you. Nothing going on the roads from what I can see. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long. So thank you for staying safe out there. And I really stress that you do that if you're going to continue to be on the roads tonight, because we do have some clouds coming in. Had some slight rainfall chances this evening. Looks like we might get them right on schedule. Tomorrow, we may have a very slight chance of rainfall in the middle of your Tuesday, but it's not going to be much, if anything. And heck, after that, no rainfall chances in sight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, there were some memorable moments at Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards. I missed it because I was watching football. I really didn't get
Did not even know this happened.
Yeah, okay. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
LL Cool J hosted the VMAs and had just finished his welcome when he was interrupted by a video of Doja Cat, a la Max Headroom, and the retro 80s feel continued with a saxophone intro by Kenny G and a Janet Jackson-inspired dance break during her performance of Jealous Type. Sound, courtesy of CBS and MTV. Doja Cat had also turned heads before even getting to the stage when she chewed on her lipstick on the red carpet. Ricky Martin, who received the first ever Latin Icon Award, spoke about his career spanning four decades and dedicated the award to his four kids. It was also an anniversary of sorts, coming 25 years after his breakout VMAs debut in 1999, when he made history as the first male Latin artist to win Best Pop Video. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And speaking of musical diversity, rapper 2 Chainz set to release his first ever book inspired by his life and faith. According to a news release, 2 Chainz plans to detail the spiritual journey behind his success with his forthcoming memoir, The Voice in Your Head is God. The Atlanta native says the overall goal of his book is to help anyone with a dream and a vision who struggles or doubts their intuition. The memoir is expected to be released March 3rd of next year, and it will be published by popular media personality and founder of Black Privilege Publishing, Charlemagne the God.
This is News Radio 92.3. A West Point alumni group canceled an award ceremony for actor Tom Hanks, a move applauded by President Trump. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Actor Tom Hanks was selected to receive the Sylvanus Thayer Award, given to a citizen who did not attend West Point but has a record exemplifying the military academy's motto, duty, honor, country. But the Alumni Association is canceling the ceremony later this month. President Trump praised that decision, writing on social media, "We don't need destructive, woke recipients getting our cherished American awards." He added, "The Academy Awards and other fake award shows will hopefully review their standards and practices." Hanks has championed causes for service members and veterans, but has endorsed Democrats, including former President Biden. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Howard Stern is not leaving SiriusXM despite causing a frenzy with a recent prank. At the top of his 7 a.m. time slot, Bravo host Andy Cohen appeared, announcing a rebranding of the channel as Andy 100, which prompted multiple media outlets to report that the longtime host was leaving the radio network. However, Stern came back on air about 10 minutes later to announce it was a hoax and called him out for spreading what he called bad rumors. The prank comes as his future with SiriusXM remains unclear.
Okay. This one gives new meaning to the police term freeze. You kind of know what that means if they would just say freeze.
Yeah, stop moving.
There you go. Sue Guzman has an explanation.
Police are finding out that ice cream is a great icebreaker for community relations. Police departments all over the country rolling into neighborhoods in ice cream trucks and handing out assorted frozen treats to kids for free. all to create positive interactions with the citizenry. Similar past programs include initiatives like Coffee with a Cop and police-sponsored youth sports programs. Funding for this program in most communities coming from donations and the ice cream from local businesses. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Have a great night. Austin and I will be back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. This is Pensacola Right Now.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.